School Board President Phil Kaplan says they've learned a lot in the past several years, and he realizes the Park City community requires thorough vetting of new school district projects.
We found out over the last couple of years how passionate people in Park City are about education, and there are a lot of opinions. And so the best process here in coming to decisions was to try on a lot of options. And so trying on options in a planning process requires a lot of work. And sometimes people get bent out of shape because an option might be creative, but it also might be uncomfortable. And now we can move into a simplified problem set, breaking the bigger problem of all these choices and options into smaller components.
The high school expansion team will meet this week and narrow the options down to two or three designs. At the February 27th school board meeting, the architectural firm VCBO will present the price tag. VCBO presented information on solar options at Tuesday's meeting and will return in March with more specific detail on costs.
The board and the district trying to align with Park City community priorities in general about sustainability. And it was a response to a direct question from a number of board members regarding, as we're looking at building, how do we bring in some sustainability and renewable energy elements to it? But we're really looking at it from an ROIC perspective, as in return on invested taxpayer capital. So if it makes sense for us to put in, we would very much like to do that.
The city and county solar initiatives are also part of the equation, and Kaplan says they hope to combine resources on this effort. The school calendar committee will present the board with possible changes to the 2018-19 calendar in the next couple of months. Amber Conley says there are a number of reasons to think about changing start dates to earlier in August.
High school athletic season starts in early August, and so we have students playing games way before we start school. The other is that for any of our students that are participating in the area career and tech ed programs at Wasatch, which we have several that do, our calendars don't coordinate at all. And so they're having to go to school and go to their classes while we're off for break. So our area neighborhood districts start around mid-August and end by Memorial Day. The only other thing I'll add is that we have required trainings that our teachers have to go to both at the beginning of August and at the second week of June.
There's a middle school learning forum on February 16th, 6 to 8 p.m. at Ecker Hill Middle School. The public is encouraged to attend because the board is getting close to making facilities decisions, and Board President Kaplan says community input is needed. I'm Carolyn Murray, KPCW News.